Just over a week ago, the United States Senate voted down what was perceived as a last-ditch effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Consumers and all those who rely on the ACA for coverage breathed a collective sigh of relief. Unfortunately, as New York Yankee great Yogi Berra once said, "It ain't over till it's over," and efforts to unravel the Affordable Care Act will very likely continue. In the Senate, Republican Lamar Alexander and Democrat Patty Murray are calling for bipartisan hearings on ways to stabilize ACA health insurance marketplaces, and the House Problem Solver Caucus seems interested in doing the same. However, it is difficult to imagine that bipartisan efforts for reforms will gain meaningful traction, though one must hope. What happens next to the ACA will have a real-life impact for Marylanders. Individuals and families are being priced out of coverage by ever higher premiums, driven by flaws with the existing law and uncertainty created by the current administration in Washington. In Maryland, only two health insurers remain to serve the individual health insurance market, and in some parts of the state, the choice is limited to just one. There are three practical steps to stabilizing the market that could be taken. The first is to keep the individual mandate. Second is the continuation of cost share reduction subsidies. And third, there must be federal funding for individuals with extraordinarily high claims costs. If these three simple steps are taken, we believe that market stability can be achieved. Hopefully, in short order, calmer and more rational heads will prevail to protect the health care of hundreds of thousands of Marylanders who have come to rely on the ACA. I'm Chet Burrell, President and CEO of CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield.